Hi, I'm Ravenen Husbandes, and I am in the Spiegel tent at Milton Keynes International Festival playing with the Unthanks.
Now tell me, who is this in the background?
This is Steve Tilston, legend!
Bit of a legend. I walked in a moment ago and you were on stage, and from the album, plug the album please.
Yes, Harbour of Songs, which was commissioned by the festival. My track is the first on the album, written by Guy Chambers. And Adrian from the Unthanks, Adrian McNally, who is the artist in residence here, was commissioned to do this album and produce it, and he's done a magnificent job.
And I was asked, and I've had the album a week or so now, which track sticks out more than anything? And it was really weird walking in, because it's your track that I've been listening to in the car, and here I walk into this incredible Spiegel tent, and there it is, live. And you're playing your guitar on a stand.
Yes, it's actually a dobro. So although the sound guy was saying it's a weird guitar, I guess it is, but it's a guitar-shaped instrument which has a big metal resonator cone in the main body of it, and the strings are about a quarter of an inch off the fretboard, and I play it with a bar.
Absolutely beautiful sounding as well. I wasn't sure, because you never, some slide guitarists have a stand, and some people who just like to dance, wander off, get a beer, come back,
yeah,
don't like to carry the guitar with them. But it's called a dobro. Where's that from?
It's American, I believe. And the most famous dobro player is Jerry Douglas, who is just fierce on those strings. He soars on those strings. Well, if that's possible, with finger picks.
So what kind of stuff have you done up until this album?
Up until now, well, I graduated in music a couple of years ago, and then I played the Greenpeace tent at Glastonbury in 2010, that's the same year I graduated. Played a few smaller festivals that summer, and then unfortunately got quite ill, where I became blind, paralysed and deaf at the same time. My retina spontaneously detached. So that stopped my music for quite a while. However, I'm slowly getting back into the music scene, and I've played in Dublin, I've supported Lisa Hannigan over in Ireland in Galway, and I'm looking forward to playing the Olympic Park in August.
It's non-stop. You're not easing back into it then?
No, I don't like to make things easy for myself. Never.
It sounds like you're in a situation where you couldn't even write music.
No, in fact, the last thing I wanted to do is pick up any instrument and then play it, or even hear any music. I was on a lot of steroids, and I just became a totally different person, really. I just wanted silence, especially when my hearing came back, which I was very grateful for. But I couldn't take any sort of talking even. It was kind of strange.
Forgive me for commenting on your youth, but I think that you have already qualified to be able to play the blues should you want to do other stuff alongside the things you are doing now, because I always say that you need to have lived and suffered to play the blues, and it sounds like you've had a hard time of it up until now, and things are looking bright.
Yes, things are looking bright, which is the main thing, and hence the glasses, because I think my retinas came back, reattached, thank goodness, but now I'm hypersensitive to light. But hey, that's
you get to look cool fine all the time.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I can pretend I'm a rock star. Yeah.
Looking forward to tonight?
Oh, yes. I am so excited.
Drop some names. Who are going to be here?
I feel bad doing that. Like, well, should I really do that?
Has it been officially? That's a good point. It might still be secret.
I think it's been official. Yeah, well, of course, the Unthanks, because it's the Unthanks, I guess. We've got Lucy Kearney and... Johnny Kearney and Lucy Farrow, beg your pardon. I've only just met them. They are amazing. Nick Hemming, I believe he was on before me rehearsing, and his song, superb. Yes. Everyone who's able to come is going to be really in for a treat.
Oh, fantastic. And what an incredible thing to be attached to, the boat project itself, this album and the boat with all the stories. And now there's the stories in this album, and they've all been beautifully tied together. I highly recommend people check it out if they get the chance. If you go to my blog, documentally.com, you'll see a review of the album quite near the top. Did I review it, or did I just go on about how this is great? And if they want to find you, where can people go?
You can catch me on Twitter. I'm on there quite a bit. Facebook. I have a Facebook page. And SoundCloud.
Give me a Twitter name.
Twitter name, Afro Thunder Ray.
And it's R-A-E.
Yes, R-A-E.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.